This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What should the Supreme Court decide? Special Counsel Jack Smith's team is urging the High Court to say no to Donald Trump and his claim that he's immune from prosecution in a case charging him with scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Trump has argued that former presidents enjoy immunity for official acts while in office. But both the judge presiding over the case and a three-judge federal appellate panel in Washington have forcefully rejected that claim. In their latest brief, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team rehashed many of the arguments that have prevailed in lower courts, noting that federal criminal law applies to the president. Prosecutors also said that even if the Supreme Court were to recognize some immunity for the president's official acts, the case should still be permitted to move forward because much of the indictment is centered on Trump's private conduct. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Did you see the moon block the sun yesterday? This woman was watching in Mesquite, Texas.
Just when it got to totality, it was very, it was awe-inspiring. Just the ring around it and how it kind of had gaseous features around it. It was just very interesting.
A man opened fire yesterday at a law office in Las Vegas during a hearing in a child custody case, killing two people before killing himself, say police. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will invade Rafah in the Gaza Strip. He says, and we're quoting him, it will happen. There is a date. He didn't elaborate. The U.S. has said a ground operation into Rafah would be a mistake, and it has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. In Oregon, somebody's come forward to claim the billion-dollar-plus Powerball prize, according to officials in Oregon. UConn is the NCAA men's basketball champion. This is AP News. Now to a big money laundering trial that's underway in Panama. AP correspondent Norman Hall has this story.
The trial of 27 people charged in connection with the worldwide Panama Papers money laundering scandal is underway in a Panamanian criminal court. Those on trial include the owners of the Mossack Fonseca law firm that was at the heart of the 2016 massive document leak. The Panama Papers include a collection of 11 million secret financial documents that illustrate how some of the world's richest people, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, hide their money. One accused lawyer, Jürgen Mossack, was present in court.
No soy responsable de tales actos.
Mossack saying he is not guilty of such acts. U.S. authorities say the firm also helped conceal taxes owed to the IRS. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow fell 11 points yesterday. The S&P fell about 2 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.